You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. With days getting longer and warmer, many of us are looking for different ways to boost our mood. Now, one great way of doing that is by getting out and enjoying that fresh air. And what better way to do that than with a little bit of cycling? Well, if you are visually impaired and live in Scotland, you could try out tandem cycling thanks to a fantastic project. And to tell us a little bit more, I have with me Andrew Campbell from Cycling UK and a chair of the Ayrshire Tandem Club, Natalie Jameson. Thank you both for joining me today.
Thank you very much for having us, Paulina.
Yeah, thank you very much.
So, Andrew, let's start with you because this project is your baby. It's called In Tandem. Would you mind telling us a little bit more about it?
Absolutely. So, In Tandem has been the project I've been working on for the last year. It's delivered by Cycling UK and it's been funded by RS McDonald. The sort of purpose of the project was to create cycling opportunities for people with visual impairments living sort of specifically in the west coast of Scotland. Over the past year, I've been working with a whole host of different organisations, local authorities, cycling clubs to really train up sighted pilots and also trying to encourage as many people with a visual impairment to come along to our taster sessions. As a result of these, I'm with you today with Natalie from the Ayrshire Tandem Club.
Yeah, because that's, I guess, a result of all the amazing work you've put in. And Natalie is one of the wonderful, wonderful cyclists. And I'm very curious, Natalie, how did you get involved with this project?
So there's a Facebook group called Tandem Pilot and Stoker Matching Service. And basically, I put something out looking for pilots because there wasn't many in my local area out with sort of track cycling. And I wanted to get involved a bit more on the road and outside and enjoying the fresh air and experiencing cycling just like everyone else. Andrew reached out and told me a bit about the project. We decided to meet up. I had my own tandem and I started teaching Andrew how to be a tandem pilot, which was fun to start with.
How did that go?
That is
interesting. There's quite a bit to work on, but it didn't help. I brought the racing tandem instead of like the beginner's one, but I made him run before he could walk.
I mean, just throwing him into the deep end.
Well, it's the best way to learn.
Yeah, and I'm sure Natalie would agree that I am a much better pilot today than I was when we first met.
Oh, he certainly is. He's absolutely smashing it.
Natalie, so in really, really simple terms, how does a tandem cycling work?
You've got two people on the bike. You've got what's called the pilot and the stoker. So the pilot is the person who's on the front of the tandem. They're the fully sighted volunteer who's in charge of sort of steering the bike, brakes, gears, and balancing the bike. The stoker is the visually impaired person on the back of the tandem. Fortunately, when it comes to hills, your job is to put that power down and get that bike up the hills. Sorry to say. I'm only joking. It's a team effort. So yeah, you'll be on the back of the bike, but you will be contributing. And it's all about communication between both parties.
Is it easy? Because you're mentioning there already, we have the pilot, we have the stoker. Is it easy to match those two together, or do you have to get your fitness levels kind of as close as possible as you can?
Not necessarily. So that's the good thing about a sort of tandeming. You could have two people with totally different abilities. When I first started out, I was nowhere near the cycling ability I am now. And I started out with really experienced pilots, but it's a good way to actually build up your fitness.
It sounds like a great way to actually make a really, really good friend, because after going through all the mud and up all the hills, you're probably going to be sharing quite a few stories.
Oh, absolutely. I went out cycling tail end of February when it was winter, and let's just say at the moment I have white hair. At the end of that cycle, my hair was more black than it was white.
Oh my goodness. That was quite fun. Andrew, I'm very curious, how has the response to this project been? Have you seen quite a few people picking up and like giving it a try?
It has been quite heartwarming to see quite a lot of people come forward to be volunteers for the project. Over the course of the year, I've had over sort of 40 volunteer applications, and that's across the west of Scotland. We do want to encourage more visually impaired people to get in touch and to get involved in the club. And we've been working with a few sight loss charities to spread the word. But as it's getting into the summer, we think people might be more encouraged to come along to the taster sessions and the rides that we're going to put on. And what better way to enjoy the outdoors than cycling on a tandem?
Now, you're specifically talking about Ayr here, but obviously there's quite a few opportunities like this across Scotland.
Definitely. So the idea of VI tandem clubs isn't a sort of new idea. Ones in England have been operating for about 30 years now, in Bury. And here in Scotland, we've got in Glasgow the Glasgow Tandem Club, who run rides sort of across the west of Scotland as well. They've got a website that's going to go live soon. So if you type in Glasgow Tandem Club to Google, you'll find them. Similarly, over in Edinburgh, there's a club called V-Velo, and you can find them on Facebook. And there is a club over in Fife as well called Talking Tandems.
So lots of ways of being able to try it, no matter where you're really based. So Andrew, who can try out? Is there a specific person? Obviously, we're talking about someone who has a sight loss, but is there an age restriction, or do you have to be quite fit, or beginners are welcome as well? I'm curious.
Oh, absolutely. Everyone of all ability levels are more than welcome to come and give it a go. To become a member of the Ayrshire Tandem Club, we would want people to be over the age of 18. However, if you are sort of 16 and above and a parent or guardian is happy to come along with you to one of the taster sessions, then we're happy for that age group to be included as well.
Natalie, what would you say to someone who is maybe tempted, but they're not quite sure? What would you say to encourage them to really give it a go?
Don't worry if you're not that confident or you're a bit apprehensive about it. The pilots are super friendly, super patient. The saying I always say is the stoker's always in charge, and it is entirely true. They want to help you get out on the bike, get all the benefits that comes with being physically active, so better mood, better health. It's so good for releasing stress, so especially if you're in a really stressful situation, come out on a bike. Honestly, a couple hours on that and you'll be home with a big smile on your face and you want to come back.
Oh, fantastic. It makes me want to try it as
And
well.
sore legs.
It's sore legs.
Yeah, sore legs but big smiles. So I think that's a fair trade-off. Now, Andrew, let's talk about the future of the project.
The project may be ending, but the clubs are going to continue on, which is fantastic. The Air Club is going to be running on the sort of second Sunday of the month going forward. What we've been doing in the past is we do a ride on the sort of Sunday morning, sort of afternoon around 11. Later on in the afternoon, we also make space for inductions for new pilots. We do a sort of 1.5 hour training course with them. And the taster sessions as well for the stokers is about half an hour, 45 minute session as well. And that's usually in Irvine in Quarry Road at a sort of cycle track called the Closed Circuit. So if anyone's interested in any of those, we would really want to encourage them to reach out to us. We're about to launch our Facebook page, which if you type in the search bar on Facebook, Ayrshire Tandem Club, you'll be able to find us there and get involved.
Well, I look forward to hearing how many more people sign up. But in the meantime, Andrew, Natalie, it's been amazing chatting, and I hope you get lots of sunny Sundays to enjoy the cycling.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.